This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Was a tune called Interstater, and that was off a Slim Dusty album in 1975. It was a song about the album was about truck songs, and it was called Lights on the Hill, featured as best known song. And that was an instrumental that the Travelling Country Band put on it. Colleen Trenwith on fiddle, Paul Trenwith, that's me, on banjo, Rod Coe on bass, Colin Watson on that really neat electric guitar, Slim Dusty on rhythm guitar. And it was a wonderful tune to have in our repertoire, so to speak, but we didn't play it very often. I wish we had of. That's a tune called Interstater. Welcome, you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trendworth, playing you some bluegrass music that I hope you are going to enjoy, and we're going to get right into it now with the Travelling McCoorys. This is Del McCoury's sons, and when they want to go and play bluegrass music and Del wants to stay at home, they're the Travelling McCoorys. I think that's a great idea. Ronnie McCoury on mandolin and vocals, Rob McCoury on banjo, Jason Carter on fiddle and vocals, Alan Bartram on upright bass and vocals, and Cody Kilby on guitar. They're a great combination. I've selected a song called Days I Wish I Had. Here's the Travelling McCoorys for you. Travelling McCoorys regretting some of the days that they wish they had. Interesting topics for some songs, aren't there? Way back in 1983, Baylor Fleck was looking for some mates to do some bluegrass with around Nashville. So he formed a band that they jokingly called the Dreadful Snakes, after a Bill Monroe song that you might be familiar with. Jerry Douglas was playing dobro, Pat Enright on guitar, Baylor Fleck on banjo, Mark Hembry on bass, and Blaine Sprouse on fiddle, Roland White on mandolin. And they did some great music, and they recorded an album and released it in 1984 called Snakes Alive. And there's some great music on this album. I really enjoy it. And here they are doing the song Traveling Down This Lonesome Road, The Dreadful Snakes.
Lonesome road, oh, how I hate to go. Wind and storms are raging high, and it's awful cold. My mind gets back to you, sweetheart, and I love you so. Now you're gone and left me here to travel this lonesome road. Dear, not long ago you said you'd be my home. I never thought you'd go away and leave me all alone. The kind of love you had for me, I find sweetheart, grows cold. Now you're gone and left me here to travel this lonesome road. I'm traveling down this lonesome road, oh, how I hate to go. The wind and storms are raging high, and it's awful cold. Remind me back to you, sweetheart, and I love you so. Now you're gone and left me here to travel this lonesome road. Dear, I know I've searched 10,000 miles, oh how I need you near. You broke my heart, you left me here, and now I'm going home. Why did you go and leave me here to travel this lonesome road? I'm traveling down this lonesome road, oh how I hate to go. The wind and storms are raging high, it's awful cold. My mind gets back to you, sweetheart, and I love you so. Now you're gone and left me here to travel this lonesome road. Now you're gone and left me here to travel this lonesome road.
Oh, that was good. I love that sound. And, of course, the band later morphed into the Nashville Bluegrass Band with Eleanor Bryant replacing Baylor Fleck there. Well, just this last Sunday, had a concert on the lawn at home at my place under the trees. It's got a few big shade trees, and a whole bunch of people came out, sat under the trees on their lawn chairs and watched George Jackson and Brad Kolodner play some fiddle and banjo music, and I tell you, it was a rare treat. We had a great time. The weather was perfect, which is a near miracle, and the sandflies weren't too bad once you got enough insect repellent on you. The sun had just gone down behind the big trees, so we weren't in the hot sun, and we're sitting there listening to this amazing music from George Jackson and Brad Kolodner. George playing fiddle most of the time. He played one banjo tune, and Brad playing clawhammer style banjo most of the time, although we played one fiddle tune. And one of the tunes that they did was this one called Dorigo, a tune written by George Jackson. He names many of his tunes after events and places he's been to. It's named after a town or a place in the US, in Australia, in New South Wales, where they hold a bluegrass festival. And here's George and Brad together with Andrew Marlin playing some mandolin, playing the tune Dorigo. Enjoy it. Dorigo, and if you'd been at my place on Sunday afternoon, you would have heard George Jackson and Brad Kolodner playing that tune. I tell you, it was magic sitting out there on the lawn and listening to them play. Here's a duo that I'm sure you're going to love, Barry and Holly Tashian. I think that's how you pronounce it. Barry spent a long time working with Emmylou Harris, but he does a great job singing with his wife too, and they have some lovely songs. Here they are, with a bit of help from Stuart Duncan on fiddle and Will Smith on auto harp and Roy Husky on bass. Barry playing guitar and Holly playing guitar. This beautiful song, Is My Home Still Up There?
Is my home still up there where the pines touch the sky? I hope to go back to those hills before I die. Will my old friends be waiting for me by and by? Is my home still up there where the pines touch the sky? By day I work down in the coal mines, loading the cars as they roll. Each night as I sit by my window, I dream about the days of old. Is my home still up there where the pines touch the sky? I hope to go back to those hills before I die. Will my old friends be waiting for me by and by? Is my home still up there where the pines touch the sky? Sell my gold watch for a ticket back to the hills of Caroline, and find my dear red-headed sweetheart with lips as sweet as cherry wine. Is my home still up there where the pines touch the sky? I hope to go back to those hills before I die. Will my old friends be waiting for me by and by? Is my home still up there where the pines touch the sky? Is my home still up there where the pines touch the sky?
Oh, that's a lovely song, isn't it? I really enjoy listening to them singing that. Here's one from Junior Sisk. He's a great guitar player and does excellent lead vocals. Tim Massey plays acoustic bass and does some harmony. Chris Harris, mandolin and harmony vocals. Billy Hawkes on the fiddle and Daryl Wilkinson on the banjo. They make up the band Rambler's Choice. And Junior Sisk, this is from the Blue Side of the Blue Ridge album, and the song I've picked is Steel Rail Rider.
Rolling big machine along the way, every hobo's green. a steel horse down. Ain't no way to slow a steel horse down.
Got a great long fade on that one. I love it when the music fades out like that. It's a bit like the opening track. It's Interstate, isn't it? Genius Sisk and Rambler's Choice there. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. This show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media in Hamilton, New Zealand. And this is me playing you the music that I love to listen to off a fairly big collection of CDs and LPs that I've accumulated over the years. I've started listening to bluegrass music since in the mid-1960s, and I've been listening ever since. And there's been some wonderful music played and recorded in those times, and I'm really enjoying the opportunity to share it with you. This show is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, and if you're in Hamilton, New Zealand, go and visit the people at Shearer's. Very helpful. All musicians, and they can tell you what you may need and let you try out a few instruments, lovely range of guitars and mandolins and banjos and fiddles and ukuleles, lots of books on how to play and suggestions for song books and all the accessories you need. Shearer's Music Works, sponsoring music in Hamilton for more than 60 years, and I'm delighted that they've chosen to sponsor Back Porch Bluegrass. As anyone who's listened to this show before knows, I'm a real fan of the Stanley Brothers, and I've got lots of LPs, but I'm playing from a CD that's been put together, the Complete Columbia Recordings of the Stanley Brothers. And we're looking at 1952 now, and this is about the end of the recordings with this, the end of the recordings on Columbia. Some great songs, not necessarily the best known ones of the Stanleys, but they were developing their classic sound now, with Carter singing lead and playing guitar, Ralph singing tenor and doing the banjo playing, George Shuffler on baritone and playing the bass fiddle. Very simple, stripped down sound. And I've selected two songs, Sweetest Love, which is written by Carter and Ralph Stanley, and then The Wandering Boy, which is an A.P. Carter song written by the Carter family, and they did that way back in the 1930s. And the Stanleys, of course, borrowed from those who had gone before and did a great bluegrass version of The Wandering Boy, and it became a staple in bluegrass of the 1950s. These were done in 1952. The Stanley Brothers, Sweetest Love.
Here's a story of two childhood sweethearts and the love that we shared still untold. Our simple little vows, they were broken, and our love that I treasured more than gold. Are you tired of the life that you're living? Does your mind wander back to the past? Do you think of the love you've forsaken? Darling, true love is too sweet to last. I remember that night in the moonlight when you said that you'd found someone new. Do you realize the heartaches you called me? You should know that my love was so true. Are you tired of the life that you're living? Does your mind wander back to the past? Do you think of the love you've forsaken? Darling, true love was too sweet to last. Sadness, I'm traveling. I'm lost on the sea of regret, wandering back to the place of my childhood and the one that I've always loved the best. Are you tired of the life that you're living? Does your mind wander back to the past? Do you think of the love you've forsaken? Darling, true love is too sweet to play. Out in the cold world, far away from home, some other boy wandering all alone. No one to guide him or keep his footsteps right. Some other boy is homeless tonight. Oh, bring back to me my wandering boy, for there is no other left to give me joy. Tell him his mother with faded cheeks and hair is at the old home waiting him there. Out in the hallway there stands a vacant chair and an old pair of shoes he used to wear. Empty now the cradle he used to love so well. Oh, how I love him no tongue can tell. Oh, bring back to me my wandering boy, for there is no other left to give me joy. Tell him his mother with faded cheeks and hair is at the old home awaiting him there. Parting words he said, we'll meet again where tears are never shed. No separations or burdens to bear. When life is over, meet you up there. Oh, bring back to me my wandering boy, for there is no other left to give me joy. Tell him his mother with faded cheeks and hair is at the old home waiting him by.
Oh, some classic bluegrass music for you there that I hope you really enjoyed. I know I did. Not sure who the fiddle player was on the track. It could have been Lester Woody. They used him quite a bit. Or it could have been Billy Sumner. Marion Sumner playing fiddle there. But not listed on those tracks for that album. I'll have to dig deeper into my Stanley discographies to find out who it was playing there. Let's hear from George Jackson again. This is another tune that they played on my lawn on Sunday afternoon. It's called Lady Hamilton, and this time he's doing it with Frank Evans on banjo and Eli Broxham on the double bass, just the fiddle, banjo and double bass, and they get a great sound. And this was a song, I think it was second on their list, and it was a lovely tune to listen to, Under the Trees. Thank you.
Prince Albert, Tank, and Bowdown Fiddler, Tommy Mack, dug up an old fiddle feud that down south in Black Eyed Peas. Even though it's time with Lady Hamilton, let your hat go, Tommy.
That's as royal a tune as its title. And now let's have some good advice from Cousin Louie Buck.
George has a unique approach to the music. He's has some very left-leaning ideas and some very traditional ideas. He manages to mix them together beautifully, and you hear some excellent music. Oh, I'll tell you where to find time. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. And I'd like to do a big shout out to the people that are listening on the Access Radio stations throughout New Zealand, maybe Radio Hawke's Bay, Wellington Access Radio, Otago Access Radio, Radio Southland, Arrow FM and the Wairarapa, Plains FM and Christchurch, Raglan Community Radio, and of course Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton. In many of these stations, it's aired a couple of times, usually late at night, but you might hear it anywhere at any time in your district. Thank you very much for tuning in and listening to my take on bluegrass music. Also, the radio Access Radio stations in Canada. New Zealand's got a bit of a deal going with Canadian Access Radio stations, so people like Prince George in British Columbia, CFBX in Kamloops, also British Columbia, Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, got some good friends there, Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario, and Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA, Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show, there in the USA as well. Lots of people take Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm very glad that you do. And I know that you enjoy listening. Every now and then I get a letter. Had a lovely letter from Emily Vaughan in Georgia, down the state of Georgia there in the west of the state. And I wrote back to her and told her I've been to Georgia twice. I've been through Georgia. We went to a Lewis Family Festival in 1990. At Lincolnton, Georgia, and in 1971 went to a festival in Livonia, Georgia, where it rained and we got lots of red mud all over our clothes, but it was a wonderful festival, believe me. I got to see Reno and Smiley play, and that was a real treat, I tell you. Kenny Baker and Colleen did some fiddle tunes, I remember the time, quite well. It was wonderful. Bill Monroe's band played, and we talked to Kenny Baker again. Oh, we had a wonderful time in 1971 there. And just got an album lined up from High Fidelity. The album's Banjo Players Blues, and I'm going to play you the song Helen, written by Reeb Gosden. And I look through the list, and as well as Jeremy Stevens on guitar and banjo and lead vocals, Karina Rose Logston on fiddle and vocals, Kurt Stevenson on banjo and vocals, Daniel Armick on mandolin and guitar sometimes and vocals. They got a Vicky Vaughan on bass, so I don't know if that's any relation to Emily. Emily has a musical family, so that'll be good. So it's an ideal song to play. Here's High Fidelity playing Helen.
Helen, the night that I met you, it seemed that my heart went your way. Love was the word that told the story. I wish you were here with me today. You told me that I need not worry, that you would always be mine. Helen, my darling, please tell me, a place in your heart I'll always find. Darling, I love you.
me. Say that we never will part. You told me that I need not worry, that you would always be mine.
Helen, my darling, please tell me, a place in your heart will always find. You're wasting, my darling, is making my heart ache with pain. But our lives are so far apart, dear, I guess I'm just hoping in vain.
You told me that I need not worry, that you would always be mine.
Helen, my darling, please tell me, a place in your heart will always find.
Oh, lots of energy in that song, and it's an excellent song. I hadn't realised how much I enjoyed that song. Must have a go at learning it, maybe. Ah, here's the Travelling Mercurys again with a song called Loser. It's not the sort of title I normally choose to play on this program, but the song is written by Jerry Garcia and Robert Hunter, and here's the Travelling Mercurys playing it. It sounds pretty good.
Before
me, baby, while I'm moaning low. Well, I know a little something you won't never know. Don't you touch hard liquor, just a cup of cold coffee. I'm gonna get up in the morning and go.
Was a Traveling Mercury. He's playing the sort of music that they don't play much when they're playing with their dad, Del Mercury. Let's hear from Barry and Holly Tashian again with a lovely song called You're Seldom Seen.
When you're gone, our love's in danger. Dreams we share soon fade away. When you come back home, you're like a stranger, never knowing what to say. Each night I need your arms around me, but you're miles and miles away. Those dreams of you, they still surround me, growing dimmer every day. You're seldom seen and soon forgotten. I can't love what I can't hold. My empty arms won't wait forever, and my lonely heart is growing cold. Want our love to last forever, with a heart that's always true. We need a little more time to spend together, instead of always passing through. You're seldom seen and soon forgotten. I can't love what I can't hold. The arms won't wait forever, and my lonely heart is growing cold. You're seldom seen and soon forgotten. I can't love what I can't hold. My empty arms won't wait forever, and my lonely heart is growing cold.
Barry and Holly Tashian, isn't that nice music there? I need to remind you of a couple of events coming up where you can see some live music. Next weekend is St. Patrick's Day on the Sunday, and my band Real Men, where I play bass, Keith McMillan mandolin, John Innes whistles and boron, and Anthony Billington on guitar. We're playing at the Cambridge Autumn Festival in the street, just by the big roundabout in the middle of town there, and we're playing from 11 o'clock through to about 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and doing some Irish music. It's going to be a great festive atmosphere there. And come along and see us if you want to see some live music. And then we've got the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band concert on the 23rd of March at the Te Awa Life Care Woolshed, the big performance venue that they have there. And that's an afternoon concert, starts at 3 p.m. Tickets are $25, much reduced prices for school students, and under fives are free. And it's probably going to be the last Hamilton County Bluegrass Band concert that you'll get a chance to see. We're all getting a bit old for it now, and the music doesn't come out quite like it used to, and we've decided this is probably going to be it. So if you want to see the band one last time, come along to Cambridge Autumn Festival on Saturday, 23rd of March, and see the band play there. It's going to be a great time, I tell you. Well, I keep saying about the concert that we had on Sunday, and here's Brad Kolodner from a really nice album called Chimney Swifts, beautiful cover on it, and he did this neat song with a wonderful introduction to it, and I'll read out his reduced introduction here. I wrote this melody after witnessing thousands of chimney swifts, their little birds, perform their magical evening ritual of swirling around an old factory chimney a block behind my Baltimore row house. Around dusk, thousands of these little birds swirl around in a massive spiral before funneling downward into the opening of the chimney like a tornado. Within seconds, they're gone. They nest in the chimney for the night before they continue on their journey the next day. And he thought it was worth writing a banjo tune about that. For those who really know about these things, the banjo tuning for the fifth string is a G sharp, and then he's got an E, a G sharp, a B and an E. So he's in an E tuning there with the fifth string on the third, and a little something like that. And Alex Lokermond is playing upright bass, and here's Chimney Swifts. Thank you. Brad Kolodner on the banjo there. We come to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass for another session. We'll take it out with a tune from Jim Mills called Pick Along. Join me again next week. See ya. Bye.
Episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.